This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blues training camp opening up in a week, a little over a week from now, I would say, and folks start to get hockey on their brain. Normally this time of year, they're in camp, everything pushed back a little bit later this year. But we had our conversation with Craig Berube last week, the Blues head coach, ready for camp to begin, and now a little more hockey talk, just to kind of get you thinking about a Blues season. Talking with David Perron, Jordan Binnington, Ryan O'Reilly, and Robert Thomas, caught up with all four at the annual Blues for Kids golf outing, raising money for local kids' charities, and each guy talking about the refreshing of the roster when you bring in Brandon Saad and Pavel Buchnevich, shaking things up just a little bit. Also, the idea that this franchise, this team's got to break through. Last two playoffs, first-round exits, that's been painful. Everyone sort of has that same collective hunger. And a common topic as well, just getting back to normal. Having a regular 82-game season, having fans in the stands. It's just hard to imagine a Blues game with 100 people. Wasn't that the first game in January? I think it was 100 people there. And then ramping it up little by little, and then you get 500 people and 1,000 people. It was just weird. So I think all of them hoping to take it to another level. And you talk about Robert Thomas. That's one of the young guys that they've all said he can do more. He's going to have more opportunity with Schwartz gone and Bozak gone. There is definitely more opportunity for the younger players. And they've mentioned Thomas several times, along with Jordan Kyrou. And then there's Ryan O'Reilly. I was curious his take with some of the newer players. How important is camp just to sort of get to know the guys and to get the chemistry rolling early? And again, they were out at a golf outing. Good to catch up just a little bit with each guy. So you get a little hockey flavor as we get ready for the season. A little later start this year to camp and to the season itself. But I think every one of us, I think, is fired up for Blues hockey. We had to ask Minner, too, about the engagement. That got a lot of play on social media. So Jordan Binnington, Ryan O'Reilly, David Perron, and Robert Thomas. They are the collective guests on the Kilcoin Conversation, presented, as always, by B&G Tuck Pointing. Boy, I know they're fired up about hockey. They love hockey over at B&G. Rich Galati, his daughters, they would even travel to go to some Blues games on the road. They take their Blues flag with them on vacation, plant it in the beach down in Florida. Great hockey fans. B&G Tuck Pointing, they are the best in the bricks, and you can find out for yourself by getting a free estimate at 363-0525, 363-0525. That's where you can get the bid for the tuck pointing work or foundation repair, waterproofing. All of those related issues can be taken care of by the best in the bricks. B&G Tuck Pointing. On the web, it's bgtuckpointing.com. Appliance Discounters, you've heard all about the area locations, and now they got a great commercial running. Denise Bradley, her brother Tony on there. What a success story Appliance Discounters has been for the past decade plus. Started with the one location. Now they're all over the entire St. Louis area. On the web, theappliancediscounters.com. Great GE rebates. And I can't emphasize it enough. A lot of people doing kitchen updates and just buying more appliances during the pandemic. And then there's the backlog and nothing's available. Well, at Appliance Discounters, they can get it to you within days. Don't wait months. Get it within days. That's what Appliance Discounters is all about. Great General Electric products, GE rebates, as mentioned. TheAppliancediscounters.com is where you can find more information. Marie Davila, Senior Living, just great people. I've been saying that for a long time. But on Saturday, on the 9/11 March to the Arch, Fred Wiesehan, his family, his sons did the March to the Arch. That's a long walk from Clayton and Weidman Road all the way down to the Arch, commemorating 9/11. They also had 20 beautiful American flags out front commemorating the 20th anniversary of our national tragedy on 9/11, but that's just the people they are at Marie Davila Senior Living, never letting a moment go by without acknowledging what's really important. And they did it this past weekend again at Marie Davila. You can find out more about the senior living options they have, the villa estates, the assisted living, all levels of care. Just go to mariedavila.com. They're at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. And Triad Bank, great weekend at the golf tournament, the Ascension Charity Classic. Great to see Triad Bank out there in force. So many of their employees stopping by, supporting the cause, and it's fitting because Triad Bank helping with a Caring Plus, which helps folks, seniors looking for affordable housing in North County, and so many of the charities with Ascension this weekend for the golf tournament benefited charities in North County. So Triad Bank, it makes sense they showed up and showed out. They're just a great St. Louis bank that can help you do more business. It's triadbanking.com or the main location. We're still waiting on that second one. It's coming soon. On Clayton Road in Frontenac. It's becoming an inside joke now when Martin talks about the second location. It's coming. But Triad Bank was based in St. Louis since 2005. And working with all sorts of folks, helping them do more business right here in our own backyard. All right, let's start it off with the captain. Get the conversation started. Some great blues conversation here in mid-September. Looking forward to that season. We'll begin with Ryan O'Reilly. We're getting closer now to camp. Give me an idea, just kind of the excitement. Guys look forward to it, right? I know in football they hate training camp, but what about in hockey?
I think guys are excited to get back together. Obviously, the first few days of camp are always tough, and you got a lot of bodies there, but still, just to get the group back on the ice together, and guys are slowly coming into town now. It's nice, it's been a long summer, and I think we're all excited to kind of get back to the regular schedule and hopefully a lot more normalcy.
Talked to Chief last week, and I said we're not calling it a reshuffling, but you've refreshed the roster. You get some new faces. Give me an idea, as the captain, how you approach it, too, with new faces.
Yeah, I think, we're very excited. I think the pieces we've added, I think, are going to be huge for us. Last year was very disappointing. We struggled different times and weren't consistent in a lot of areas. And I think, kind of the new look and getting a few new faces from that, I think that helps out a lot. I think we have to, find a way quickly to get our identity, and, we're going to have some fun.
A guy like Saad has won. That's got to help, too. A lot of you guys have won a cup. He's got a couple on the resume, even though he's a young guy. How much does that help, too, with that kind of DNA in the room?
Yeah, I think, with his experience and just the way he plays, I think that's something that just helps us all. I think that'll help us. When you get into those tough times, be able to rely on him and look to him to help us in certain situations. So it was definitely really, really good pickup for us.
And how do you view the last couple of exits? I mean, disappointing, right? But do you still look at it and say, we've got a pretty good core here? I mean, there's plenty of guys here who have won and should be able to win again. Is that how you view it?
Oh, absolutely. We know we've got a window right now to win, and I think we're confident. I think everyone coming to this camp right now and guys we talked this summer, we've got one goal, and that's to win a cup again. And again, in order to do that, it's coming into training camp, and we start right away, start competing and pushing each other, and we want to get better every day, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
How excited are you to have some fans in the stands too, after all the weirdness and emptiness, and just to maybe get a normal Saturday night game where the place is packed and jumping? I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, we missed it, and we got a little taste of it at the end of last year, but just to have like the normal schedule where you're not playing teams like seven times in a row, and just having that normal schedule and the travel of it, I think it's exciting. And like I said, the fans is such a big piece. It's just the energy they provide, and since winning here, our crowd, the way they're behind us and how much excitement they bring for us, it'll be nice to get them back in and help us use that momentum when we play.
All right, tell us about your golf game. It seems hockey players play a lot of golf but also are pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I probably rolled like 7 handicaps, so I'm all right. I'm not very consistent off the tee. I tend to spray my driver a bit, but it's good. We got some good players on the team. We try to get out whenever we can.
Are you guys competitive out there with each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get some good games going. We got, you could say, over half the guys try to play quite a bit, so we get some real good games.
David Perron back for another season with the Blues. I know you guys are already skating. Guys, we always say camp opens, but for you guys, it begins way before camp, doesn't it, the work?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much started already for a few weeks. Most of the guys are here, and if you're not here, you're probably doing the same thing in another city. So it really is the same thing as almost like the start of training camp. Everyone's ready to go. We're excited. I think for the most part, we're excited to have a regular schedule, going to every city, playing every team, and kind of looking to kind of look back, go back to normal.
And you got a few new faces. It's almost like they didn't do a major overhaul, but kind of tweak the roster. Is that fair?
I mean, yeah. I mean, every year it's never the same group coming back, but we're excited with some of the guys that come in. I mean, I think Bush has got a really good play. A lot of goals last year. Saad bring a lot of speed. He works hard, so I think it's going to be great.
And when they bring in these new guys, do you spend camp kind of getting to know them? I mean, you play against them, so you know them, but is part of camp?
We know them. I think camp adds up to it. I think starting the season on the road will be nice for that. I think you grab a couple dinners with the guys, whatever. I mean, I think it's important to know each other on a personal level. And that way, I think it kind of carries over on the ice too. We'll play a little tighter as a group, play as a team, and that's what we need.
And your core group that won is still here. Yeah. Once you guys who won, what's the collective
we
design?
Believe, yeah, we still believe. Like we know we can get it done. 2 years ago, we were right there. Our group was playing great hockey. Then COVID happened, all that stuff. We didn't have a good summer. We didn't deserve it. And then last year, I just felt like there was more weird stuff happening also throughout the whole year. I think we were kind of finding our game towards the end of the year as well. Like you said, at the same time, there's no excuses. This year we have a good group. We're excited to get going, and we know we can win.
And everybody talks defense, but that's not just the guys on the blue line, right? That's the whole team game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's our game. We're a five-man unit every time we're on the ice. It doesn't matter offensively, defensively. Everyone's got a job to do, and if we do it, we have success. We have a team identity that we want to play to, and again, like we're going to listen to what the coaches feel like we need to do to get better this year, and we're excited to get going.
All right, last thought. You mentioned the crowds and normal. What will it be like to consistently walk out there and see 19,000?
Well, it's great. Again, like seeing our fans, seeing other teams' fans too, I think it's important for hockey. I think it raises the level of play, the excitement in the game. Same with the fans. So there's a lot that we're looking forward to.
Jordan Binnington, we're on the eve of camp, I guess, as they say. Are players generally excited when camp begins?
Yeah, I think even more so this year with, you know, having fans back and just more of a comforting feeling and being back in town and, you know, the city's excited and we can feel it just being out in the public. And, yeah, just heading into camp, I think we got most of the guys here now and on the ice is a lot of fun being back with the group.
Your teammates talked about it too, how that hollow feeling. Like first there was the bubble with nobody, and then last year we get a little more and a little more. How weird is it as players who had gotten used to that roar of the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely miss it, and I think it'll be exciting this season. Every rink you go into, I think the people are excited to be there, which kind of enhances the effect, and it makes a big difference.
And what are you looking to do this year? What's next for Jordan Binnington?
Just be competitive and give my team a chance to win. And we've got a great group here for a lot of years, and I'm excited about that. And just gonna keep competing and bringing success to St. Louis is the goal.
Is there a different hunger having won it, and then to have first round exits? Does it? You guys are always wanting to win. I know that. But is for this particular group, is there even more of a hunger to get back to that high level?
Yeah, I think we can all feel it. We're all working towards the same goal, and you know. It's exciting, and I think we're really looking forward to the challenge.
And personal news, the engagement of people. You got a lot of reaction online. Did you realize how many people were concerned with your social life?
No, it was pretty fun to see, but we're happy. She's happy, and, you know, she was surprised. So that's kind of how it went down, and it's an exciting time in life, and it's exciting to be back in the city here and just get back to work.
Is she a big hockey fan? Does she have to be or not necessarily?
I don't know. I think she's a fan of me, so whatever I'm doing, I think she'll be there.
That's a very bitter answer. You are in mid-season form. All right, good luck out there. Are you good at the game of golf?
And get by. I love tournaments, though. Tournaments are fun.
Robert Thomas joins us here in the conversation. You're going to play a little bit of golf, and we ask all your teammates, what kind of game do you have? Now, some of them have been in the league longer, which means they've played a lot more golf. How about you?
You know what? It's coming along. My game's coming along. I got to try and keep up with some of these older guys. They first couple years took it all from me. So I've been working on the game the last couple years, and I'm starting to get better. So I'm happy with it.
The roster's got a little bit of a new look. A couple of new guys have come in. Some familiar names like Schwartzy are gone and Bozak. But your coach and also your GM have said, hey, there's opportunity now for younger players, players like yourself. How do you view this season in terms of the opportunity for yourself?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every year is a new opportunity for young guys. So You know, I'm excited. I think we got a really good team, and we'll be really competitive. So, you know, some of us young guys can continue to step up. I think we're going to be in good shape.
You came in at such a young age. What have you learned the last couple of years about the league and about the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to learn. I don't think you ever stop learning. You know, the biggest thing the first couple of years is just day-to-day stuff, making sure you're ready every day and trying to learn to become more consistent. So I think, you know, there's still a ton more things for me to learn, and yeah, I'm excited for this year.
How disappointing have the last couple of years been, especially after you taste the ultimate, which is to win it all and then to not advance? How tough has that been?
You know, I think it's a good lesson. It humbles you a bit. I mean, like you said, first year, not many people can say they won the Cup. So, yeah, the last 2 years have been really disappointing, but I think it just gets you even more hungry to get back to where it all began. So, obviously disappointing, but I think it just motivates you more.
People talk about defense needing to be better, but that includes forwards, right? If you guys are going to be tighter defensively, that's not just the guys on the blue line.
Yeah, I think it's the whole team, you know, from the forwards, the defense, the goalies. You know, if everyone's playing together and playing the right way, then that's where we find our success. So, yeah, there's no reason to blame it on the D. There's the forwards, there's the goalies, there's everyone. So everyone's got to be responsible.
And what exactly takes you to the next level? I mean, we talk about what you've learned, but what do you think you can specifically do even more of?
I think consistency is the biggest thing. I think, you know, sometimes I'm feeling really good, and I need to be that way every single game. So I think just consistency, and that'll help me get to the next level.
Are you hoping that there's going to be, and it should be, packed houses again? I know it kept incrementally last year. We'd get a little more, but maybe just have a normal year where almost every night it's packed.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when, you know, it's not a packed house. I mean, especially in St. Louis, you know, people right on the glass and right behind the benches, and, you know, it just feels like everyone's on top of you, and that's what you play for, and that's the exciting stuff. So it'll be really nice to get all the fans back in.
And when you get to camp, looking forward to getting to know Saad and Buchnevich a little better. I'm sure, I mean, you guys all play against each other, but when they're a new teammate, is there sort of an adjustment period, not only on the ice, but also getting to know them?
Yeah, there's always, you know, some kind of adjustment. I mean, they've been skating with us last week, so they both look really good, and we're really happy to have them. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit of an adjustment, but I think they'll fit right in with the way we play.
And as the season kicks off, we'll have plenty of hockey segments here on the Kilcoyne Conversation throughout the season, sometimes going in depth with an alum. In fact, I was with Tony Twist the other night at the Jamie Rivers roast, and Twister came up to me and said, "Hey, I know I've been dodging you, man. We're going to do that podcast. You're going to come out to the house. We're going to hang out." And if Twister tells you you're coming out, you just say, "Yes, sir. What time? When?" That's one of our in-depth visits looking forward to having. We'll have a lot of Blues talk here on the Kilcoyne Conversation, as well as on Dan's website, scoopswithdannymack.com. The Cardinal broadcaster with a great website. Daily content updated really throughout the day, 24/7. scoopswithdannymack.com. You can also subscribe to this particular show, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get the podcast. Just sign up, and then it's delivered directly to you. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, B&G Tuck Pointing, 363-0525 to get that free estimate, whether it's foundation repair, tuck pointing, waterproofing. It's bgtuckpointing.com. Triad Bank, great St. Louis bank that is helping folks around town do more business. It's triadbanking.com. They're located in Frontenac on Clayton Road. Appliance Discounters, it's real simple. Go to the website, theappliancediscounters.com. Go into the search engine, you type in General Electric, and just look at all the great merchandise pop up. Washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, you name it, they have the best merchandise, the Gary GE, and they have the lowest prices in town. TheAppliancediscounters.com. And Marie Davila Senior Living, corner of Clayton and Wyman Road. They've been there since 1960. Premier Senior Living. Check them out. Take a virtual tour. Do it all online at MarieDavila.com. I'm Martin Kilcoyne. We'll talk to you again soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.